Kevin, look, fiercely disappointing news that the Camogie Association have decided not to go ahead with the minor grade championships this year. You know, I presume the girls would have been tipping away, doing their own individual programs during the lockdown and trying to keep motivated and keep things ticking over. But this is a real sickener.
That's it. Sickener doesn't describe the feelings of the players at the minute. Anger, frustration. For me, there's a lack of clarity around why this was done. You know, we did do our best to keep the girls going during the lockdown. That's difficult enough as well. You know what I mean? When you have nothing to aim for, it's hard to keep going. So when the news came out that everything was coming back to normal, it looked like we were going to have a championship. And then on Monday evening, we get a call to say everything, just the minor girls are being thrown out.
Yeah, it's hard to fathom, really, isn't it? Because, I mean, look, like I said to you, these girls have been putting the work in, trying to stay motivated. They're also the same age group that has had the leave insert upheaval of not knowing what was happening for so long, then to be told that a lot of the work they would have put into that is basically not going to come to you know, it's they're basically not having their leave insert. So I suppose this would have been something that they would have been clinging on to as a bit of normality at the end of the summer. And now that that's gone, it could turn a generation of well, I would say a generation, but it could turn a lot of these players off coming back to the game.
It could do. You know, we're trying our best as management teams and players are trying our best preparing for a championship. This happens, you know. It's hard to see why would players, you know, want to play Camogie if this is how they're going to be treated, to be honest. You know, if you're, like I said, we started last November with these players. We've been training hard all during the winter. Unfortunately for us, there was two games called off because of the weather. We got one game played. Virus hit in, girls in, and, you know, so much uncertainty about their school, their championship, their sports. Everything was up in a heap. So, you know, like I said, when we got the news, good news coming back, we thought we'd have a championship in October. You know, now that's gone. And it's really hard to describe my feelings about it, honestly, because I'm just so annoyed for them, frustrated as a management team that this happened to us. And this, you know, this is across the country. I'm in a WhatsApp group and there's 20-odd managers from every level, A, B, and C in Camogie, and they're all annoyed. They just want to get games played at this stage.
Yeah, and the Camogie Association have doubled down on it this evening, and they're not for turning on it, which is, you know, we can all make mistakes, but I suppose doubling down on it isn't going to help relations either.
No, yeah, we got the same message you got this evening, but we're going to see this out through the end. Look, we're not giving up on this. We're going to stay pressurising whatever way we can. We want to see this championship finish. The girls want us to see this championship finish, and we're going to fight for them. And, you know, there's a couple of my players even set up a petition. You know, that's how annoyed they are and how determined they are to see this championship out.
And as well as that, like, you know, the age group that it is, a lot of those girls have been gone from that age group, so it would have been their kind of their only crack at it, or, you know, their final crack at it. It's not a nice way to go out of the grade either.
It's not, you know, and like I said before, you know, this is the pinnacle of their underage competitions. You know, some of these girls, unfortunately, might never put on the green jersey of Limerick again. So for them, this could be their last chance, and to have this taken away in this manner is, you know, it's really upsetting, to be honest.